It is a Tuesday. On a Tuesday, well, we do all sorts of things on a Tuesday. What we also do is we make sure we have a chat and check in with our man, the analyst, a.k.a. Scotty Woodward, a.k.a. He's on the line. Hello, Scott.
Yes, matey.
Yes, matey. Matey, are you okay? Grand final week. This would be like some sort of nirvana for you.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to it. I have to say a little bit disappointed with some of the footy on the weekend, some of the clashes, some of the referee decisions. I think the NRL and New South Wales Rugby League got the scheduling and the TV rights incorrect. And certainly the referees got a lot of things incorrect. So hopefully we'll have a great grand final and all will be forgiven.
Okay, so we didn't see the jersey flag nor the knock-on effect cup grand finals unless you were streaming them, right, across Facebook or whatever. Is that right? We had NRLW on instead.
Yeah, just embarrassing. There shouldn't have been a clash. And certainly, I mean, we pay a lot of money for Foxtel and they cry that they don't have any content. And they had content in buckets on the weekend and they refused to show it. And, you know, we just got repeats. A little bit embarrassing and disappointing.
Okay. Duly noted, analysts, that you've put that on the agenda. Let's keep going with the rest of the agenda. The grand final this week. All right, let's have a look at the team's ratings. Am I right in saying that you have a very high regard for this Parramatta Eels forward pack?
Yes. Jimmy, I have to say, look, this is a grand final, and it's not about data and ratings, each team and the players, and matching them up. It's... as far as Parramatta and the Eels are concerned, there's not a great deal of difference between both teams in all key departments. They match up very well man for man. So there's a lot more involved than that, of which we'll talk about. So look, let's look at the changes first, Jimmy. As far as Parramatta is concerned, I expect Opacek to come in for Simonson. I think that'll be just a straight swap. I'm assuming he will have a fitness clearance early in the week. And I fully expect the Panthers to be unchanged as we saw last weekend. I expect Callum May to be overlooked, and I also expect the exciting Sonia Tariva to be overlooked. And if you saw the reserve grade game on the weekend, you might wonder why he's not in the first grade team. He had 22 runs for 267 metres, and it was just sensational. Wonderful prospect. So for the Panthers to be leading him out of their 17, it'll give you an idea how well they're travelling.
Okay. So what about Taylan May? There's speculation around his hamstring and just how right he's going to be. And I think that Brian Tottle plays better on the left side than he does on the right side, which is where he goes when Charlie Steyn's playing. Have you got any insight around that, analyst?
No, I disagree, Jimmy. I think he's better on the left, but I think he's sensational on both sides. And, you know, it's another subject, but I think he's a massive loss for the Kangaroos. So yeah. I'm fine with him on the left, absolutely. He's just unbelievable. I haven't seen a meter eater like him before on the wing. He's just amazing.
Okay. We had a really good text. I'm trying to think who it was from yesterday. It might have been from Spud City. Can't think of the name, but... they said, who's going to be the 18th player for Penrith, knowing that Sean O'Sullivan will be playing in the game beforehand, or two games beforehand, and or do they just keep him there for the NRL?
I can't see why he can't fill both roles, Jimmy. The chances of him playing at 18th man are remote, so he can fill both roles and he can back up. He's very fit, Sean. He'll be fine.
Do you know who Pete Carroll is?
No.
Right. Well, he coaches in the Seattle Seahawks in the NFL. He had the world's best running back, and he took a pass option in a Super Bowl, and they lost. Ivan Cleary was to do that, and they did lose a player early on, and he had to play his second game on the day, that would be spoken about for the next century.
Yeah. I think he'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Jimmy, we just talked about data and ins and outs.
Yes.
Let's look a little bit about the history of the grand final, which tends to have a huge influence on grand final day. Look, the main thing that's influenced me with my ratings is the Eels have played right through without any unscheduled breaks. And the Panthers, well, let's have a look what the Panthers have done. The whole team was rested in round 25. First week of the finals, they defeated the Eels 27-8, which was a significant win, and they literally blew them away in the second half. Then week two, they were rested. Then they come out again on the weekend against South Sydney and defeat them 32-12, and again were unbelievable in the second half. What's been significant in those two wins is how strong they were and how fit and fresh they were in the second half, and I fully expect that to be the case in the grand final. So just summing up what I just talked about, in the last 4 weeks, the Eels have played straight through 320 minutes of football, and the Panthers have only played 160 minutes of football. That is a massive advantage to the Panthers.
Yeah, okay. And then the other thing, I mean, we talked about this as well, the 9-day turnaround, the 8-day turnaround, but that was a very taxing game on Friday night compared to the game that was played on Saturday night.
Yep. Look, and one of the things that I just can't get out of my mind was that significant game in week one when Penrith did play the Eels. And the score was 27-8, as I just said. The second half was 20 points to 2. It was 4-1. Penrith's metres were 17-59 and the Eels' metres were 13-40. And what's significant, and Jimmy, I said that I rate the Parramatta pack the best forward pack in the competition. It's only a mini wrapper in front of the Panthers. They rate very similar. But as good as the Parramatta pack is, in that clash with Penrith, they only made 33.5 metres per set, and benchmark is 40. Penrith made 41.9. So the metres per set in that game was Penrith 41.9, the Eels 33.5. If they do 33.5 again, Parramatta will be getting beat again pretty easily. So in that game, it was 12 try causes to 2. But both teams have a very high cohesion rate. They've both been together for quite a long time, and we see a lot of really good teamwork.
Yeah.
So for the Eels, the Eels are going to have to rely really heavily on offloads and tactical kicking from the halfback if they are going to cause an upset.
Anyone in particular get a rap for that defensive effort for week one of the finals?
Look, Jimmy, we probably need to talk about the fact and after the grand final. I'll make a bold prediction that I don't think the two grand finalists will make the top four next year.
Ooh.
My reasons for that is... Next year, Penrith will lose. They will lose. They'll lose Kikau, and they'll lose Appy, and they'll also lose their defensive coach Soraldo. They're three massive outs. The Parramatta Eels, they'll lose their significant nine, Reid Marnie. They're arguably their best forward, Isaiah Papali, that's providing he wants to go to West Tigers. And Oregon Kafusi will go to Cronulla.
And so, Murata Niokoro to the Warriors.
Exactly right. He'll be going to the Kiwis before that. They're all significant outs, and the guys that are coming in to replace them are not in the same postcode, as far as I'm concerned. So this is going to be last chance saloon for the Parramatta Eels and the Penrith Panthers to win a grand final this weekend. I don't think they'll be able to go close to doing it next year. And I think you'll see much stronger teams from teams like the Roosters and the Cowboys and even the Melbourne Storm. Let's not forget the spine that they'll have next year. A lot of people have written off the Melbourne Storm. Their four spine players are all world-class, and they will be a factor. Don't worry about that.
Pappenhausen, Munster, Hughes and Harry Grant. Just back, big statement on Penrith that their premiership window is closing, given that they've got a fullback who's 26, they've got a halfback who's 24, and they've got a 5'8 who's 24.
Yeah, well, we saw what happened. Look, I don't understand why Mitch Kenny gets so many minutes. He got 43 minutes on the weekend. I think he's very much a borderline NRL class player, and he plays a key spine position. So they're basically going to change from Appy to Mitch Kenny next year. That is a monumental drop down. And look, we saw what happened when Appy come on.
Yes.
On the weekend. He's getting a lot of raps for the fact that he changed the game. I'll tell you another guy who come on at the same time, Spencer Leonu. He come on and Penrith got three tries, bang, 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 when he come on. The difference he made in the middle was outstanding.
Okay.
Look, Jimmy, Just before we go, I want to make a comment about Jake Arthur. And the coaches copped a lot of bagging for playing his son, and he didn't play him on the weekend. And look, the fact of the matter is he's in the grand final, so it's hard to argue with him. It's not what I would do. I would recommend against it. But it's worth pointing out that Penrith have got Jamin Salmon on the bench also. He only played 8 minutes on the weekend, and he's basically there to cover the 6 and 7 also. The difference is that he can also play outside back, and he can also play a back row position if he has to. So that's the difference.
Correct. Absolutely. All right. Analysts, give me a score prediction, please.
Look, I think the Panthers are very good value at the moment. I noticed on Top of Sport after 24 hours, they foamed in from about 2 points since Kikau was confirmed to play. So Top Sport have got them as a 74% chance of winning the grand final. I actually think it's a 77% chance of winning the grand final. I think the Panthers will win by more than two converted tries. They have got an unbelievable preparation coming into this grand final, much better than they had last year when they got there with injuries to their halfback, their fullback and their prop. This year, they've got no injuries. They've got a great side. And I think we're going to see a pretty special side go around on the weekend.
All right. You took the long way to say 13 plus the Panthers, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Scotty. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Jimmy. Beep, 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 beep.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.